Would you say he is no kin to her, or he is no relation to her? He's not related to her, or he's...
No kin would be all right. You say, I have no close kin. That's factual.
Okay. A person born in another country, you'd call him a what?
Called him a foreigner.
All right. And what does that word mean? Is that limited to people born in other countries? Or also for people from different parts of this country?
Well, Uncle Bill Beach used to call any man born in way of the foreigner, so that's where I got it.
Okay. And the mother of Jesus, her name was?
Mary.
And George Washington's wife?
Named Martha.
And the song, Wait Till the Sun Shines?
What?
There was a song some time ago in which the word, Wait Till the Sun Shines.
And the clouds go drifting by.
Right. Okay. And the first book of the New Testament is right before Mark.
Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John.
Right. And a man's name, a man, Mr. Cooper, his wife, would be?
What's that?
Man's name, Mr. Cooper, his wife's name would be?
Mrs. Cooper.
All right. And do you have a name for a part-time or unqualified preacher?
He was licensed.
Yeah, but if he wasn't even licensed, he just went around...
just a layman, I reckon.
Yeah. How about the term jackleg? Does that have any currency around here?
That's common terminology.
What does that mean?
Jackleg, well, it means you, that's not ringing very high.
All right. Is that limited to preachers, or do you use that...
No, you have jacklegs in any profession.
For example?
I think for a little... Jackleg lawyer.
All right. Do you have a, what would you call a, in school, a female teacher?
What's that?
A female teacher in school.
Well, there's nothing but female teachers.
Yeah, if you had a female teacher, would you have a special name for her? Like a school something?
I don't know, there used to be something about seminaries. I don't know what you're talking about.
No, I didn't mean that. I meant like a school ma'am or a school marm.
School mom, a school ma'am would be.
Mm-hmm.
That
and if you're talking to a relative of yours and you point to a man over there and you say, that man over there, he's your uncle. And his wife, she's...
My aunt, of course.
Yeah, but not my, but talking to, you're talking to another person. You're explaining this relationship to another person. You say, he is your uncle and she is...
She's my uncle's wife, yeah.
All right. The name Sally is a nickname for?
Sarah.
All right. And the highest rank in the Army is?
No, buddy, I don't know unless it's a general.
That's all I want. And the man who presides over a trial is a?
Judge.
And a person attending school is a?
Student.
And a woman who takes dictation in an office?
She used to be a stenographer. I don't know why she isn't.
All right, a stenographer was one who takes dictation, but one who does other kinds of work in an office would be a what? A person might have a private...
Secretary, I reckon.
All right, and a man on a stage is an actor. What's a woman called?
A man does what?
On a stage, a performer on a stage would be called an actor.
Yeah.
What would a woman be called?
She's an actress.
All right, and talking about someone's nationality, you'd say... he is a Mexican, but I am...
I am an American.
Right, and a person with black skin is a...
He's a nigger.
All right, any other words, any other terms?
Mm-hmm.
Are there any other terms that you're familiar with?
Well, black man?
Yeah.
Well, they just love to be called black man, African, I don't want to.
Okay. Are there any humorous or contemptuous terms that you, you're familiar with besides those?
I don't get what you're...
Well, I mean, are there any other terms besides nigger that you might use in to refer to a person with black skin?
Well,